16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to another edition of the podcast, History Speaks, from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host, Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors. 16 Tons is an appropriate lead-in as our speaker series continues Wednesday evening, July the 11th, at the Boyd House, next to the Montgomery House in Danville. Our speaker will be Schuylkill County historian Tom Dempsey, and his topic will be the Molly Maguires. They were said to be a secret sect of Irish coal miners who carried out violence in the coal fields in parts of Pennsylvania. The doors open at 6:30, and the program begins at 7 p.m. with a $5 admission fee. In Montour County, we had our own mines. They were ore, and it was transferred to the iron mills. This week, I wanted to share some info on the wages the men in the mills made back in 1877. The info comes from Montour County historian Helen Sishaws, who has diligently worked on the iron heritage of Danville and the overall history of Montour County. Some of the work at the big mill was based on daily production by the ton, most on a daily wage. The foreman at the mill was paid $2.95 per day, and he was the person in charge of keeping production running smoothly, making sure the workmen were doing their jobs, and he was intermediary between workers and management. The heater's position paid $2.46 per day, and his position started early in the day, making sure there was fire in the massive furnaces throughout the shift, and the fires had to be a certain temperature in order to keep the iron in a malleable consistency. The heater had a helper, paid the sum of $1.20 per day. He had to get the coal for the heater in order to maintain those furnaces. A puddler was most likely the most important worker in the mill. Sishaws says he was paid $2.37 per ton in 1877. His job was described as an art rather than just labor. The puddler was responsible for adding various other elements and rolling the molten iron in order to work out as many impurities as possible. Not only was the work physically demanding in front of a 2,000-degree furnace, but it also required the knowledge of iron and the process to work out those impurities. The puddler also had a helper who was paid $1.24 per ton. Like the heater helper, this person ran to get whatever the puddler might need at the time. The helper also acted as an apprentice for this position, which required an extremely light touch, with boys as young as 9 years old working as helpers. Another position in the mills was that of buggymen. Paid $1.13 per day, they were responsible for moving the slag-laden cinder buggy out of the mill in the end result of the iron process and dumping it outside. In the early years of the industry, they probably hauled the buggies out by hand, but in later years used horses for the task. A fireman-waterman job at the mill paid $1 per day. These men got into the mill before the shift started and got the huge fires under the furnaces started. Once the flames were lit and the heater had taken over, the firemen left for the day. Blacksmiths were paid $1.48 per day. Various metal tools were needed to keep production moving, and shoes were needed for the horses in order to keep production going as well. Masons were paid $2.26 per day and needed masonry and construction around the mill. Carpenters were paid $2.48 per day. They made all the wooden tools for production and repairs. Rather than hiring outside sources for the jobs of blacksmith, carpenters, and masons, the mills were able to be as self-sufficient as possible. Weightmen in the iron mills were paid $1.73 per day and made sure the iron at shift's end met the production quota and schedule. In 1877, a watchman was paid $1 per day and watched over everything in the mill, such as the cash in the offices and the iron in the yards. They also had to protect a much more valuable and elusive commodity, and that was the knowledge of how to make excellent iron. That was stored in the minds of the workmen, especially the puddlers, and competitors would not hesitate to send infiltrators to try and woo such skilled workers from one mill to another. Finally, general laborers in the iron mills received 95 cents per day for whatever odd jobs to be done around the mill. It was often a job given to young boys who would hang around the front door until a foreman would give them a job. There you have it, an 1877 look inside the iron mills and the positions held by the workers during the age which made iron king in Danville. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society, and we invite you to come out Wednesday, July the 11th, for the speaker series at the Boyd House in Danville. Historian Tom Dempsey will speak at 7 p.m. on the Molly Maguires. Doors open at 6:30. Admission is $5. The Montgomery House and Boyd House are open Sundays from 2 until 4. Society members and students through 12th grade are admitted free of charge. All others, there is a $5 admission. Until next week, I'm Terry Diener, sharing a verse from King Solomon. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend.
St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.